Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. Frank Sinatra was a genius. By the early 1960s, he had developed some finely honed instincts regarding the type of material he should or shouldn't record and what would work best for him. Occasionally, however, his attentions drifted elsewhere, and on one occasion, he initially turned down a song that would later prove to be a real winner for him. When first presented the song Nice and Easy, written by the team of Lou Spence and Marilyn and Alan Bergman, he rejected it by literally holding the sheet music away from him and letting it drop to the floor, like so much garbage. End of story? Hardly. Business partner and friend Hank Santacola recognized the song's worth, played it insistently for Sinatra until Frank finally was hooked. He not only had Nelson Riddle make an arrangement of the tune for his next album, he made this calmly swinging hymn to relaxed positive thinking the album's title cut. In this way, Frank Sinatra glided into the turbulent 1960s on a wave of laid-back optimism that helped to define the coming of the all-too-brief Camelot years. Here's Nice and Easy, sung by Minnesota's Voice, Maud Hixon.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
Maud Hixon with Rick Carlson on piano. I'm Arnie Fogel. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis, funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.